Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
This is Scott Davert with this demonstration of Radium 3, quote-unquote, perfect internet radio. This demonstration covers the iOS app, which is an important distinction because there is an app with the same name, made by the same company, which does the same thing, for the Mac. And I may actually record another podcast on that, but this one is on the iOS version. At the time of this recording, Radium for iOS is free in the App Store. It was supposed to be a one-day deal, but it's been at least a week now that it's been free. So, unless they're like over 160 hours in a day, I don't think it's quite a one-day deal. There are a couple things to note before we get into this podcast. There always are with my podcasts, as I'm sure those of you who have listened to my podcasts previously know. The one unfortunate thing for those of you on older iDevices like the iPhone 3GS or the iPod 4 and older iPads is that this app will not be available to you because it's an iOS 7 only app. I also want to answer the question, or try to, which a lot of you are probably out there wondering, which is why another radio app? I have a few of them on my iDevice already. Why do I need another one? And after listening to this demonstration, it's possible you may decide, I don't really want it. And that's fine. But that's the purpose of this demonstration, to demonstrate the app so that you can make an informed choice. Another thing I wanted to note before we get into the actual demonstration is that Radium offers you access to a lot of different content that, as far as I know, no app will actually integrate into your results once you're signed in. I will get into some of those examples as we demonstrate the app. So I have VoiceOver Focus set to Radium on my home screen. I'm going to double tap it and launch it, and let's get the show on the road.
Radium selected for playback. Spice Up Your Life, 97, by Spice Girls. Sirius XM 90s on 9.
In the upper left corner, we have the last station that was played, and we also have which song it's currently playing. This will not be the case if you've never run the app. The first thing that happens when you launch it is you actually have to go through a tutorial, which really I didn't find of any value, so you can just click skip, and you will be on this screen. And obviously, selected for playback, that button will be dimmed. So let's go across the screen now and give you a view of the app.
Playback toggle, button. Share song or station, button. More options, button. Find more stations, button. WWJ News Radio 950 CBS Radio.
And if you have no favorites selected, after the
find more stations button,
you will find nothing, an empty list, because what happens when you first launch the app is that you are placed in a list of your favorites, and if you have none, it just says simply empty list. I, of course, do, because I've been using this app for a while. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to record a good demonstration of it. So the first thing you'll want to know how to do is find more stations. If you haven't found any stations yet, obviously you can't find more because you haven't found any. But this is really the way in which you will, well, find stations. So let's double tap the Find More Stations button.
Text field is editing. Search stations.
And we're conveniently placed in the upper left corner of the screen, which is the Search Stations text field. I'll flick right.
Done button. Classical guitar button.
And here we have
blues button.
A list of genres.
Texas news button. NPR button. NOAA button. Synthpop button. Quebec.
And then once we flick right past the bottom of the selected categories that are visible here, we get down into the keyboard. What's interesting about this list of categories is that they change every time you go back into the Find More Stations button. I don't know if it's a voiceover issue or if visually on the screen the list of the few categories are different. That's just something to be aware of. So it's a little challenging to browse by category. We really won't get into browsing by category because it's not totally accessible in terms of getting to the different categories. You don't know what you're getting every time, but the interface is actually the same as what you'll see when we pull up a list of search results. As you heard in the beginning, it does support SiriusXM streaming if you're a subscriber. That's one of the many services, and we'll get into that here in a little more detail shortly. But unfortunately, it does not support live sporting events. For example, right now there is a Kansas City Chiefs-Denver Broncos game going on, and the SiriusXM app itself, while it has some major accessibility issues, in my opinion, does have this feed, but if we look it up on here, I'm willing to bet that it's not going to work. In fact, we're going to try it here. I'm going to go back to the upper left corner of the screen.
Text field is editing search stations.
And I'm going to type in Chiefs. And after you type in whatever you're looking for, if you are on a keyboard, you can press enter on a braille display. But if you're on the touch screen, you want to double tap the done button, which is located in the lower right corner of the screen.
Chiefs text field.
And now I'll start flicking across.
Clear text. Done. Button. SiriusXM NFL KC Hometown Chiefs play-by-play. Playback toggle. Button. Toggle favorite station. Button.
And that is the only station in the results, and next to every station when you do a search, whether you're actually typing in a search query or if you are browsing, those will be your options next to each station. So I'm going to flick left once to the play toggle.
Playback toggle button.
I'll double tap.
Selected. Playback toggle.
And my guess is that nothing will happen. And it would appear that we are indeed not having any audio. I'm going to flick back left to get to the done button. Once you do that, you will actually be placed back to where we began, and it will tell you what's currently playing, like you saw last time when I did with the 90s channel. So,
done button. Now playing SiriusXM NFL KC.
And of course, it's not actually playing that. Unfortunately, that stream does not come up. However, since we're back on the home screen, I will continue flicking right to get into my favorites list.
Share song, more options, find more, selected, playback toggle, toggle favorite station, WWJ News Radio, play, remove, WCBS News Radio, playback, remove station from favorites, button.
And you'll notice that as I flick right from station to station, you will have a play and a remove button in the favorites list.
SiriusXM 90s on 990s pop hits.
Let's see if that one will play. I'll double tap. Yeah, looks like it's working to me. So I'm going to go ahead and
containers
double tap with two fingers to stop it. If I go to the upper left corner of the screen,
selected for playback, socket to me by Missy Elliott Feet, Debrat, SiriusXM 90s on 9.
And that's accurate. That's actually what's playing. So as you can see, some of these stations on SiriusXM do play. However, the live sporting events seem to be the only thing that won't, unfortunately. And that's the case with any of these apps, whether it's MusicDock. I think O-Tunes also has facilities in place for SiriusXM streaming. None of them, other than the app, will actually, meaning the SiriusXM app, will actually play the live sporting content. Unfortunately, some of that is not really accessible. Like, I haven't been able to find all the games. So if you're somebody that does like the sporting events, unfortunately, you might still kind of be out of luck. In this case, I would actually recommend another app. If you're somebody who is a sports enthusiast and likes to listen to stations that are carrying sporting events, as I do, you might want to check out TuneIn Radio and pay the, I think it's $5, maybe it's $10, I can't remember right now. But pay whatever that fee is and access your sporting events that way. You won't get them maybe on the first try when you type in a team name, for example, but you'll eventually find a stream that is carrying the game. For example, with this particular game, I found a station out of Nebraska that was carrying the Denver feed. It took me 5 tries over the different stations that were playing on the Broncos side, but I got it. So that is the search and also playing of the favorites portions of this app. Now let's go through the rest of the things that we have here. Again, I'm in the upper left corner of the screen right now, so I'll flick right.
Playback toggle button.
Obviously, if I double tap this, we hear the Missy Elliott song a little bit more. I'll double tap again on this same button, and it goes away.
Share song or station button.
I'm going to play one more stream, and when I do that, we'll cover the share song or station button.
More options button.
Let's look at the more options button.
Alert. Wish list button.
The wish list will actually allow you to add things to it once you have been playing a station. The important thing to note here is that in order to do that, you will have to actually be playing the track to add it to a wish list. We'll get into that more when we get into the share button.
Sound enhancer button.
I'll go into this. This is the, well, they call it sound enhancer. I call it an equalizer. I guess I'm from the old school. I'll double tap.
Sound enhancer. High frequency slider. -4%. Adjustable.
And it is adjustable with it sitting at -4 for some odd reason. I don't know. It changes with each time that you play something, unless you have it set not to. But if I flick up,
-24%, -44%,
-24%. Sorry, I'm flicking down.
-4%.
So these sliders are adjustable with voiceover. Unfortunately, it always lands you on the high frequencies slider, but that is not what's located in the upper left corner. So unfortunately, if you're one of these people who flick left to right and never kind of explore the app, you wouldn't find this. So that's why I'm making you aware of it. I am going to tap the upper left corner of the screen, and then we'll sort of go across.
Sound enhancer. Heading. Done. Button. Low frequency slider. -4%. Adjust mid-frequency slider. 25%. Adjust high frequency slider. -4%. Adjustable. Turn sound enhancer on. Button.
So you can turn it on if you wish, or
current preset. Auto. Pop.
It somehow detects, and it's I've never had it actually quote-unquote misfire on me. With it set to auto, it takes the genre that the station is grouped into and uses those presets to determine where it should be. And that's the final option. Now, of course, if you're somebody who likes a lot of hip-hop music, for example, that does a lot of stuff with bass, you might want to come in here and crank the bass up, especially if you have a nice subwoofer or something on your system. Or if you're a person that likes a lot of nature sounds, you might want to boost the mid and high frequency ranges a bit more, and so you can come in here and do that as well. So I'm going to go up in the top middle and double tap the done button, because we're done with this.
Done. Button. Selected for playback. Socket to me by Missy Elliott feet. Debrat. Sirius XM 90s on 9.
So we're returned to the upper left corner of the screen. That isn't always the case. Sometimes it will actually just leave you where you were.
Play, share song or state, more options, button.
So I'll go back in here.
Alert, wish list, button. Sound enhancer, button. Subscriptions, button.
And subscriptions. Subscriptions are a very cool thing. Let's double tap and have a look.
Sirius XM Radio USA, enabled.
And again, we're landed sort of in the middle of the screen. We're not in the upper left corner, so I will tap the upper left corner so we get there.
Subscriptions. Heading.
And then we flick right to done.
Done. Button.
And then underneath that,
Calm Radio. Disabled.
There's a premium service called Calm Radio. It tells you the name of the station and the status of that, which it happens to be disabled. I don't have a premium account through Calm Radio.
DI Radio plus Sky Radio. Enabled.
That one is enabled because I'm signed into it. Now, if you double tap on one of these and you actually sign in, it will simply ask you for your username or password, and or password. And then you just double tap login and it adds it to the list of things that are here. So if we keep flicking right,
jazzradio.com, disabled.
Anyway, of course that's disabled because I'm not signed into it.
Live 365 disabled. Sirius XM Radio Canada, disabled. Sirius XM Radio USA, enabled.
And those are all of your subscription options. With any of these services, you will need your username and password to log in. They are not free. So be sure to check out whichever of the services you wish to subscribe to. If you Google them, you'll find all the information you need to determine whether you want to actually add any of these premium memberships. So I'll go back up to the Done button.
Done. Selected for playback. Sock It to Me by Missy Elliott Feet. Debrat. Sirius XM 90s on 9.
And we'll go back to the More Options button again.
More Options. Button. Alert. Settings. Button.
And the final option we have, other than cancel, I'm not going to cover cancel because I assume that you already know what cancel is. I'll double tap the settings option.
Settings. Support. Button.
I'll go to the upper left corner.
Settings. Heading.
Click past done.
Done. Button. Last. FM. Scrabble tracks. Dimmed.
I'm not really sure what that is. I know what last.fm is, but I'm not sure what Scrabble Tracks is, or what those are.
iCloud Sync. Sync with other devices. Dimmed.
This is dimmed. I think you actually have to enable it on the Mac app first. I have not done that, although I do have the Mac version of this app, which, by the way, the interface of that is very similar to this. I'll keep flicking right.
Audio output, headphones, heading, volume, 50%, adjustable.
Okay, it's at the headphones, and you can adjust your volume in here. It says headphones, even though we're not actually plugged in to headphones, but we are using the iDevice's headphone jack.
About Radium, button. Support, button. Make sure to review your mobile data plan before using it with Radium. Tutorial header, button.
And that's the tutorial that I mentioned that will open when you first start the app.
Also available for your Mac. Button.
And the also for your Mac actually opens a Safari window with the Mac App Store and a link to it so that you can actually purchase the app for your Mac if you haven't already. So that's what's in the More Options button. I'm going to go back, and I am going to, of course, double-tap Done.
Set Done. Button. Selected for playback. Sock It to Me by Missy Elliott Feet. Debrat. Sirius XM 90s on 9.
Let's look at another station now, and let's go over the share options and some of the things that you can do in there. Now, one of the things I will say about this app, compared to, say, OOTunes and TuneIn Radio, which are paid apps, is this app does do a great job of integrating different subscription services and things like that, but it doesn't quite have the directory of stations that you might want. They may add more as time goes on, I don't know, hopefully. There is a thing that says, you know, you can request a link to be added if there's a search query that you enter and nothing comes up. But I haven't gone through that process. But it is available. So that's just one thing to be aware of. They do have all these great subscription options, but the directory of online stations isn't quite the same. But let's say, for example, I wanted to look up a station in San Francisco. Let me go to the... Well, where do we go? Anybody remember? If you said the More Options button, you need to go back to the beginning of this podcast and listen again, because you're absolutely wrong. We want to go to the Find More Stations option.
Click More Options, Find More Stations button.
There it is. I'll double tap.
Text field is editing Chiefs.
It remembers my last search was Chiefs. I'm going to click right once.
Clear text button.
And clear that. And I will type in S-A-N space F-R-A-N-C-I-S-C-O. And if I'm on a touch screen, I would again double tap the done button in the lower right corner. I'm going to press enter.
San Francisco, text field.
We'll give it a few seconds to populate the list. And now I'll flick to the right.
Clear text, done button. Chill Tracks Chill Out Lounge. Playback toggle button. Toggle favorite station button. KQED 88.5 FM Public Radio. Playback toggle button. Toggle favorite station. KCEA 89.1 FM Big Band. Swing.
All right, so these are all the different stations that are in the San Francisco area that it has. Granted, it doesn't tell us where the station is located, which I wish it would, but no matter where, what sort of station it is, for example, WCBS, which is a station here in New York, it just says CBS Radio. It doesn't tell you where it is or anything like that, but if you typed in New York City, it would find that as one of the stations.
Playback toggle. Toggle favorite station. LuxuriaMusic.com. Eclectic.
I'm not quite sure why that would come up. Maybe the station itself is in San Francisco. It's an online-only thing, obviously.
Playback toggle. Toggle favorites. 102.1 KDFC Classical. News. Traffic.
Well, let's pretend that we're going to use this. We're going to listen to this station. I'll double tap. And again, like I was saying earlier with the search results, they're still on screen, so let's say we wanted to look at something else that came up in the search. We can continue flicking to the right.
Selected. Toggle favorite station. San Francisco 70s, its biggest hits of the 70s. Playback toggle button.
And as you can see here, I'm just flicking across and all the stations are still available.
Toggle favorite. K-Mozart Radio Classical.
Let's say I was going to double tap on this. It would immediately just switch. And now we're jamming to some Mozart. So now if I go to the upper center of the screen, to the done button.
Clear text button.
Not quite. Hold on.
Done button.
There we go.
Now playing Beethoven Symphony No. 2 by the Cleveland Orchestra. Album Beethoven Symphony No. 9 K Mozart Radio.
This has nothing to do with San Francisco, and it also isn't Mozart. So why they're playing this, I don't know. Doesn't matter. Let's go to the Share Song or Station button.
Selected. Playback. Share Song or Station button.
Double tap.
AirDrop recipient placeholder. Image. AirDrop share instantly with people nearby. If they do not appear automatically, ask them to open Control Center and turn on AirDrop.
I don't have anybody near me now where I can do that with.
Twitter button.
You can tweet a link to the station.
View on iTunes Store button.
If you wanted to buy this particular track, you could do that if it's on iTunes.
View on Amazon button.
Same thing.
Search track on Google button. Add track to wish list button.
And there we have our add track to wish list.
Copy track button.
You can copy the track to your clipboard.
Copy tune and link button. Love on Last FM button.
That might be the subscription thing that we were talking about with Last.fm, I'm not sure.
Visit station website button.
And
cancel button.
And cancel.
Now playing Beethoven Symphony No. 2 by the Cleveland Orchestra.
So I double tap to stop the audio, and that will pretty much conclude this demonstration of Radium. I hope that this demonstration has at least been informative for you if you decide whether you do or do not want this app. That's pretty much all there is to it. I kind of like the minimalist interface. I also like... The other thing I'd like to see added would be the ability to, if they're not going to list as many stations as other apps are, but it would be nice then to be able to add a custom URL if you know the URL of the link that you would like to stream. The integration of all the different services that once you're signed into them, if you have a couple of premium accounts, it will be integrated within your search results. You can also add the premium channels into your favorites list and kind of, you know, just skip amongst the different services and also some of your mainstream radio stations as well. I also like that, at least for the time being, it's free. There are a few drawbacks to this app, one of them being that the directory of stations is not as big as something that you would find in, say, OOTunes or TuneIn Radio. With the browse functionality, first of all, there's either some accessibility issues there, or it's just very minimalist, and so these other apps would obviously give you more of an ability to browse by location or genre and things like that. As far as what I'd like to see added in this app, it would be nice to be able to manually add a streaming URL if it's not already listed in their directory. So say, for example, I know the URL of whatever station is I want to stream. It would be nice to be able to just be able to type that in, have it start playing it, and then I can add it to my favorites. Taking that a step further, it would also be nice if we could submit those URLs of streaming stations to the database. Granted, this would need to be monitored and things would have to be checked to make sure that the URL is actually valid, but I think it would be a nice added feature. I think the search functionality of this app and the way it's set up can work. They just need to add a few more stations and perhaps revamp the browse functionality. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I hope to catch you on another one again at some point soon. This is Scott Davert saying, so long, everybody.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.